SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. An Iranian missile slamming into the main hospital in southern Israel early Thursday morning, causing extensive damage. Separate Iranian strikes also hit an apartment building in Tel Aviv and a few other sites. A spokesman says at least 40 people have been wounded. Israel, in the meantime, carried out strikes on Iran's Iraq heavy water reactor, its latest attack on the country's nuclear program. In the meantime, President Trump says he doesn't want to carry out a U.S. strike on Iran, but will if necessary.
Donald Trump has long denounced American military intervention around the world. When it comes to Iran, he's not itching to start a war, but says the U.S. stands ready to act.
I'm not looking to fight, but if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, you have to do what you have to do.
The president is adamant about preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and says he remains undecided about ordering a military strike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate holding a hearing Wednesday on former President Joe Biden's declining health during his presidency and the eventual White House cover-up. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Republican Senator Eric Schmidt says AutoPen was bigger than Watergate.
I think it's perhaps maybe the biggest scandal that was never recognized in American history.
Schmidt says it's still unclear exactly who was calling the shots during Biden's last 2 years, but he says the investigation is about more than just affixing blame.
We got to make sure this never happens again.
The committee room was largely empty as Democrats boycotted the hearing. Senator Schmidt was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, safety experts recommending the engines of Boeing's troubled 737 MAX planes be modified very soon. This is SRN News. Yet more bad news from Nigeria.
Muslim extremists have massacred nearly 200 Christians in the rest of northern part of the country. It's just the latest outrage in a couple of decades of persecution brought by multiple Islamic extremist groups operating in Nigeria. The government has tried to bring the terrorists to heel, but many observers say it's been a half-hearted effort. Despite the large Christian population in Nigeria, most of its governing officials are Muslims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time, an American is the Pope, and a new AP North poll asking U.S. citizens how they feel about that. Plenty of people are still making up their minds about Pope Leo XIV, but among those who do have an opinion, feelings about him are generally very positive. The survey finds 44% have a favorable view. A similar percentage say they don't have enough information for an opinion. This is SRN News. Iconic team is changing hands.
The Boss family has agreed to sell the controlling stake of the Los Angeles Lakers to TWG Global CEO Mark Walter, doing so with a franchise valuation of $10 billion, the most ever for a professional sports franchise. Jeannie Buss, whose family has had control of the Lakers since her father bought the team in 1979, intends to remain as governor. Walter is part of the ownership of many other franchises, including the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chelsea FC, the Los Angeles Sparks, and several auto racing teams. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
National Hurricane Center says Eric is now a Category 3 storm and could reach major strength before landfall Thursday along Mexico's southern coast. Eric had maximum sustained winds Wednesday of 110 miles per hour. More details at srnnews.com.